you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. That's from Psalm 100. Well, hello there, friend. It is Joey Kroll. Of course, it is Thursday, already June the 14th, 2012. Well, I hope you are having a good week, friend. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you as part of your Thursday. Have you ever had a day where you already planned it out? I'm going to get this done. This is going to be done this way. I'm going to have this complete. I'm going to start working on this. And all of a sudden, something gets in the way and ruins your entire day of planning. Yep, that was me the other day. I had, on Tuesday, I had the day off, and I was still looking forward to catch up on some work here at the radio station. I had planned to maybe get stuff done around the house on my day off, and, well, my wife calls, and she says, "Hey, when I'm driving, like, over 55, my car rattles." Well, she just got new tires the day before, and I guess they didn't put on the balance the tires correctly and so forth. So I spent about 2.5 hours of bringing it in, waiting in line to get her car worked on properly and so forth. So I lost a decent amount of my day off just sitting and waiting and doing nothing at the car shop. I was so frustrated. I was not happy, and I had to apologize to Aubrey about it because she sensed that I was not joyful in serving her about this. So, but that's okay. It's just funny how God gets in the way and say, "Hey, I'm going to have this plan for you. I know you already have this plan, but you're not living for your kingdom. You're living for mine. So I need you to take care of this." And it's just funny how God works and orchestrates these things and how we get all upset because we're not having our way. So I'm starting to learn to trust God in my planning a little bit more. So it's a process. Amen. It is a process. But I hope your day is going well. I hope you are seeking the Lord with what he wants for you instead of what you want for you. I know it's so difficult to do that, but I hope you had a good day regardless. We know Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and our good friends at the Paxton Church of Christ will be having a pretty cool Father's Day cookout on Saturday. So it's going to be a great opportunity to enjoy some food. But also the Allen Family Quartet will be there in concert singing at the cookout for free. There's going to be a free will offering for the concert and the group. Again, Father's Day cookout is going to be happening at the Paxton Church of Christ right across from Hardee's right there in Paxton on West Ottawa. Allen family is going to be there. They're going to be singing some of their favorites as well. Free will offering. Cookout begins at 4:30. The concert begins at 6. So if you're looking for something to do with Dad, maybe you already have your day planned out on Sunday, but if you want to go enjoy the outdoors, hear some great gospel music, enjoy some good grilling food, well, Paxton Church of Christ is the place to be on Saturday, beginning at 4:30, and the concert begins at 6. You can just contact the church at 217-379-4443 if you want more details on directions or whatnot. 217-379-4443. Well, we are going to take a look at Father's Day, both the joys of Father's Day and the struggles of celebrating Father's Day. Yeah, we'll look at both sides coming up right after this by Fernando Ortega. I love this song. It's called "All Creatures of Our God and King" on Great News Radio.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. O rushing wind that art so strong. Ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
This song, it's All Creatures of Our God and King. It's Fernando Ortega. Well, happy Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll, and of course, you are listening to Great News Radio. We are just a couple of days away until Father's Day, which of course is Sunday, and for many people, it's a great day to honor Dad or be honored if you are a dad. But for some, it's a struggle, either because Dad is no longer living, relationship with Dad isn't where you want it to be. Maybe you are a dad and maybe you lost a child, and it's a difficult day. In Luke chapter 15, beginning in verse 11, we read about a father and a son. It's the parable of the lost son, and I'll quickly go through it, but both we see the joys of the relationship with the father and also the struggle. Verse 11, it says, Jesus continued that there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. See, he didn't want to be home anymore. He said, man, once I get such and such age, I'm out of here. It says that he set off for a distant country. I mean, he wanted to get as far away from his home, away from his parents, away from his family, as far as possible. And he squandered it all in wild living. After he spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country. And he began to be in need. See, first, he began to be in want. Dad, I want my share of the estate. Now, that want has turned into need. So he went and hired himself out to be a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. Now, being Jewish, that wasn't a thing to have any association with pigs. But now he's lowered himself, so to speak, to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. He was starving. He was willing to eat what the pigs eat. Verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And yet here I am starving to death. So this young man who thought he knew everything. But thankfully, we don't have any teenagers today who think they know everything. Amen? Yeah, right. He thought he knew everything. Said, Dad, I want. Give me. I'm out of here. I'm done. And when God allowed him to go to his lowest low, I mean, talking about hanging out in the mud with the dirty pigs, he had to hit rock bottom to realize, oops, I made a mistake. How many times have we been to a situation where we're like, that was a bad decision? How many times? But it says when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. Verse 18, I will set out and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. So he realized being in the pig pen, hanging out with the pigs, eating mud and all the pea pods and eating the food that the pigs eat. He came to his senses. See, God can use those pig pen experiences, by the way. Oh, yes, he can. So he got up and went to his father. And maybe during this time, his father was worried sick about his son, not knowing what was happening. Maybe he heard about the famine that was happening in the region there or in that distant country. He was maybe worried sick. Have you ever, when your kids were out late, it was hard for you to sleep? Hard for you to sleep and just worried while they were maybe working late or when they were on their date and you were just staying up all night because you couldn't sleep because they're away from the home. It wasn't normal for them to be out this late. It says in verse 20, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. So in other words, the father was sitting on the porch, was looking out the window, was keeping his eye out, hoping and praying that his son would come back. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. Wait a second. Wait. Are you telling me this father had compassion on his son who took part of his estate and left and went out and squandered it all off? Said, give me what I want. You're telling me that this father was filled with compassion? Where many of us would be like, boy, I told you so. If you would have listened to me, boy, you would have been all beat up, hanging out, eating pig food. No, it says that he was filled with compassion for him. I love this. And he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. He kissed him. He was happy to see his boy. He happy to see that his son finally realized, boy, I loved you this entire time. You may have not seen it, but now you do. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe. Now, it'd be really easy to miss this. If you're just reading the Bible just as like a normal book, you would have missed this. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Remember when he was in the pig pen? He was going to say, I'm no longer be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. But he didn't have a chance to say that when he saw his dad because his dad cut him off. His dad didn't even give him a chance. He didn't even let him finish his statement because he wasn't interested in another farmhand. He was interested in a son. He wasn't interested in his son being a slave. He was praying that his son would come home. God's wanting you to come home. God doesn't want you to be a slave. He wants you back in the family. See, love won't even let you talk about being less than a child of God. He wasn't interested in another farmhand. He was interested in a son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they begin to celebrate. That is the unconditional love of a father as we celebrate Father's Day on Sunday. If you have a relationship with your father, celebrate it. with him. Celebrate it with him. Maybe your dad has shown his compassion and his love for you in different ways. But if he's still there, still your dad, celebrate that with him. But if you're like those who don't have a relationship, that father and child relationship, it's very difficult for you to hear this passage in the Bible, in the Word of God. It's very difficult if that relationship with your father or if you're with your children haven't been the greatest. It's time to get up from the pig pen and run home. This is a story of not only the father's love and all that, but it's also a story of reconciliation. Life is too short to be eaten with the pigs. Life is way too short to be hanging out in the mud. And maybe if you're a son or a daughter, you're just like that father in this passage, waiting for your father to come home. You've done everything you can to show him your love. And friend, pray this passage in Luke chapter 15. Pray that the prodigal son passage and story in the Word will come true to your life. And maybe you're listening today and your relationship with your child or father is no longer because they passed on. And it is a day that is a struggle for you. Or if you never knew your daddy, you can't find him or your children or your father. And it's just one of those difficult days for you where you have no control over the situation, none whatsoever. Then praise God, I got this for you. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. To all who received him, that's Christ, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, watch this now, he gave them the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. See, the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you became a permanent member of God's family. You are no longer the same person. You are not a child of evil, but hallelujah, but a child of God. So you do have some rejoicing and some thanksgiving on Father's Day if you know your father or not. The Word of God said that he will be a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows. You are not a child of evil, but a child of the Most High God. We all, in one way or another, should be celebrating on Father's Day.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Oh,
I love that song, Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and How Deep is the Father's Love? That's a great question. How deep, how wide is the love of Christ? Well, I hope you've enjoyed this devotional thought for Father's Day. And I came across this fantastic poem about dads. It's called What Makes a Dad? God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of a summer sun, the calm of a quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of the eagle's flight, the joy of a morning in spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of a family need. Then God combined these qualities when there was nothing more to add. He knew his masterpiece was complete, and so he called it Dad. Mark Burns in the seat tomorrow with Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.